going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A good question.
3 random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
1, 2, 3.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, a little 3 or a Q. 3 random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. Number 1, would you go to space if you had the opportunity?
Yes, I would.
You saw this with like Katy Perry.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Who else was on there? Gail King.
Gail was there.
Was it? That was fake off?
Did you not see the clips of them getting out of
the
spaceship?
They were messing around. It was a whole
story. It was a hoax, dude.
Wait. So they didn't go?
Mm-mm.
No.
I would go.
But people really did go. Like, didn't Strahan go?
I don't know if Strahan went. There's certain people that have gone.
Now I'm really confused because I thought that this was an actual thing where Strahan and other people went to the space thing.
Well, they're not going to Mars. I mean, did they go
they
up?
Went up
did
in
they
space?
Go up just a little bit? Yeah, so... I'm getting confused.
I thought Gail King was up there saying that Katy Perry sang up there while they were watching.
All right, so I got the Strahan did go to space.
Okay,
in 2021 he did go Blue Origin.
Yeah,
the last thing that happened like a week ago, fake phony
hoax.
BS.
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
Yes,
I was reading about it. I thought it was in the Post.
Yeah, it was everywhere because it was fake. Because they tried to like script it, and the door opened up before Bezos was able there to open it up, and it's just a whole. Not yeah, it was all.
Gail King was in on that.
Well, they, yeah.
Anyway, the question still
pertains.
Yeah, the question still pertains.
I would, but again, I think it takes like 6 months to get to Mars.
What?
Something like that. I could be off, but I know it's a ridiculous amount of time.
I thought Strahan did it in like a day.
No, they didn't
go
to Mars.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I mean, there's various pockets
just
of outer space.
They just went up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So would you go to outer space?
I'm
not saying
visit
Mars. Saying I would not.
Why?
Oh, dude, what? I don't even want to go on a plane. You think I'd risk my life going in one of those little bubbles?
I would love
to
see that with my own eyes. If I had a chance to see that, it'd have to be a quick expedition. I'm not looking to go up there for months or travel for weeks here. If I could see the world from that vantage point, sign me up. Yeah.
Interesting. For me, I'd be too afraid of it. Now I'm really like, well, how long did Strahan go for? I thought it was just like a day or two. They go
up there. Yeah, he went up for like hours or whatever it is, maybe a day. But like this was a hoax with this whole the girls and stuff like that. Like, whatever. It is what it is.
Okay, all right. Number 2.
Jerks.
Your favorite reality show of all time.
My favorite reality show of all time.
Do you have one? Have you watched reality shows?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
have
saying,
I watched reality
sure.
shows? Of course, dude.
Just making sure. Okay.
Let's see. I watched them really early. And I was, remember, well, do you know what the first reality show was?
The Real World?
Well, actually, that's probably it on MTV.
One I remember.
I think you're right, but that's generally the one that's referenced historically. I think Joe Millionaire was the first one on network
TV.
Okay,
like that type of show.
And I got into that a little bit. Is Survivor? Is that a reality show?
Yeah.
I loved Survivor.
Still do or no?
No, I checked out, God, who knows how long ago. I watched The Housewives, you know, when it's on.
New Jersey or any of them?
I love the Jersey ones, man. It's just relatable, you know. My wife watches them all, but the Jersey ones are more my speed. Why, how about you? I know you love this stuff.
100% Jersey's my favorite. That show I was telling you about, Married at First Sight, Australia, one of the best shows. I was really into that.
Season 18, you were saying, right? Something
season
nuts?
Season 10, Married at First Sight, Australia was just, I couldn't recommend it enough. I loved it. But probably my favorite would either be, now remember, I was a young kid with the Real World, but the initial Real Worlds, I love them. I don't know if anything beats Jersey Shore.
I was just going to say Jersey Shore. How'd I forget about that?
I think the first three seasons of Jersey Shore are, dude, I went back and binge watched because I didn't watch it in real time.
Yeah.
At least the first one, I don't think I watched it in real time. But the first three seasons of Jersey Shore, I went back and binge watched, and I would go back and do it again. It's such good TV.
Then they had their families, right? Yeah. I've never seen some of those.
It's still going, right? They extended it now, which I still watch when I can. But the original Jersey Shore, those first 3 years, ooh.
That was nuts, dude. Yeah. You ever get into Big Brother? Yes or no?
No.
Now I think I always see those ads after like football, like coming up next on
Big Brother.
Whatever.
Didn't get into that. There's a bunch. I never get into Survivor.
How about Shark Tank?
I love Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank.
All right,
good
I got
show.
A few for you. Okay, hold on. Yeah. So let me go. I just did a little search here. All right, we got the Housewives as the franchise. How about The Amazing Race? That was one that was on.
Nah,
I didn't get into
thing.
It either, but.
Yep, that's a popular one.
Very pop. Project Runway, not my thing. You ever get into that?
No.
All right.
Oh, I liked.
American Idol? You had to get into that. Come on.
Not as much as everybody else. Which one?
Was it RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
That was an early one.
Uh-huh. Wait, what was the one that Trump was on? When Trump was on? Oh, The Apprentice.
Oh, The Celebrity Apprentice was awesome. I couldn't wait to see that.
That I liked. I liked The Celebrity Apprentice, and there was another one that I used to watch as well.
Not The Real World. We said Survivor.
No,
said The Real World.
It was among those lines. What were you saying before? The
Top
Amazing
Chef?
Race?
Did you like Top Chef? The cooking one? I think Teak
really
was on Top Chef.
Oh,
once.
Not American Idol. What was the other one? The X Factor. That one I liked.
What was the one where, and I just remember like a couple of women, well, I guess men too, like they were in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where they would have like tarantulas crawl on you.
Fear Factor.
Yeah, there was Fear Factor. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't get into that either. Hoff, you have a favorite reality show of all time?
I'm an OG Real World.
Okay.
Road Rules. I like the challenges.
The challenges.
I used to watch those all the freaking time, dude.
Love them.
Yeah. Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah.
The WWE helped when those guys lived together for a season.
Legends
or two.
House or something.
Yeah, there you
yeah.
go. Piper was there, and Jimmy Patterson was there. Jimmy Hart
mean
was there.
Mean Gene, I think.
And Mean Gene was definitely there. Yeah.
The Real World. I used to have crushes.
I didn't watch it once.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I just
or
you know
the challenge.
Nah, I was
Melinda from Austin.
That seems like I missed out on some good content.
Dude, there was a lot of good content.
Yes.
Really?
Vegas.
What?
Last one. Now, you guys give me a lot of flack.
Well, you create some of that flack yourself.
Well, in some regards, yes. But you know, not being as cultured, maybe, or some say that I'm not educated.
I didn't say that. Gio did.
No, but you said, well, yes, but you said you still side with Marash or whatever.
Oh, you didn't forget that. Here's did a, you?
No, I will not forget that. I mean, you. Come on. Have you ever watched a silent or foreign film?
A silent or a... I've watched some foreign films with subtitles, and I could fall asleep in five. I couldn't even say the name. Hmm. I think I've been exposed to a couple along the way. Zero interest. You know, some of the Charlie Chaplin stuff early, silent films, black and white, but very, like, comedy-oriented or some dances. It doesn't move me. So I guess in a roundabout way, I'm saying yes, but nothing memorable enough to really, truly give you a scouting report on. Let me get Cultured Sal, saw them all. Let's see.
I have seen quite a few.
Okay, let's hear the rundown.
I really just asked this question because I don't know why it hit me the other day. And I was thinking, oh, all right, well, these guys think that, you know, they know politics and they're more cultured than I am. I wonder how many people here at the station, whether it be Gio or Marash or you yourself, how have watched, you know, foreign films or silent films. One of the best silent films ever. One of the best movies I've ever seen was a silent film, The Artist, which I'm pretty sure won Best Picture years ago.
Might have been 2000.
You ever see that one? No. Never heard of it? Dude. Must watch. All kidding aside.
Subtitles at least? I mean, nothing?
It's a silent film. You watch it, you'll know what's going on when you watch it.
I have no time for that.
See, that used to be young Sal.
Oh.
And then I opened my mind up to a whole new world.
Cultured Sal. I like the new Sal.
Foreign films, some of the best movies that I've seen along the years. Now, I'm not saying I watch them all the time, but I've seen more than a few, and they are very good. I would recommend that everybody be open to it. Hoff, are you a foreign film or silent film
guy? I actually am, because I love the horror foreign films with everything subtitles, but like Battle Royale is one of my favorite horror films of all time, and it's basically The Hunger Games. It's the early version of Hunger Games. It's a little bit more violent.
Do you think Sean Mirage has ever seen a foreign film or a silent film?
Does porn count?
No, watching, you know, whatever it is that you watch on mute is not a silent film.
Yeah, it's not silent because the producer made it that way. It's silent so your wife doesn't hear it. All right, Sal, let's test the depth of your culture.
Yeah.
Just give us a guess here. I won't even ask you for the name. That's too tricky. The first silent film was released in, give me a broad year, I guess.
1904.
You almost nailed it. 1903?
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God, dude.
What's it called again?
The first silent film, The Great Train Robbery, I actually have seen that, but I didn't know it was 1903, was released in 1903, produced by Thomas Edison. Wow. But directed and filmed by Edwin S. Porter. It's a 12-minute film considered the first narrative movie and introduced several new editing techniques. This guy says 1904. It's 1903.
I'm going in my mind. I'm like, early 1900s, 1920. Could it be 1800s? I have no idea how it went, but 1904. I would recommend The Artist, though. Let's do a little show report. You go back and watch The Artist.
Wait, is this Mirage with Rocky? There's no way I'm watching that movie.
I'm not interested.
No,
or
thank you.
Amore? I think it was called Amore.
That
was now a very sad movie, but just a great movie. There's a bunch of great foreign films. If you'd like, I could get my list and I'll recommend them to you.
If you can give me the list, then I will ignore it.
BT and Sal on The Fan. That does it for three random questions on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll come back, reset, down with the king topic of the day, both the Mets being the top story and the draft as we get set for the NFL draft tomorrow evening. Can't wait for that. And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.